Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join our kids pastor, Rhonda McMahon, for an encouraging message.
I'm so glad you are listening today to the weekday podcast. We believe that the Word of God is so powerful that it can indeed change your life. The Word is living, which means it's not just a made-up story or just another book. It has the power to change lives and cause us to look more like Jesus. We hold the Bible high, but not above our Lord Jesus, because He is the biggest deal. He is the reason we can listen today. He is the reason we breathe and have life. He is the reason for our hope in eternity when this life fades away or deeply disappoints us. He is our Savior. I have a problem. I know it's a problem, but I can't fix it. You want to know what it is? Details. I love details. Details make me happy. I believe they have purpose and cause peace in the world. Well, maybe that's a stretch. Nonetheless, they do serve a purpose. My mind is a detail machine. In brainstorming meetings or big picture meetings, my mind immediately goes to details. How are we going to do that? What will that look like? Who will own that piece of the day? Do we need to place a sign here, a greeter here, all the details? Many of you may know we just came out of our vacation Bible school week here at the church, and it was a glorious and amazing week. The week leading up to VBS, our kids team was buried in details. Well, almost everyone. Some of you may know our elementary pastor, Mr. Joe. His mind is crazy creative and always pushes our team for excellence when it comes to bringing home truth in a creative way for kids. At the same time, Mr. Joe's mind doesn't lean in on a lot of details. In fact, this is how it goes in our office. "Oh, it's okay. Who needs signs? It will work out, Miss Rhonda. God's got it." For the detailed brain like myself, I think, wait a minute. How will people get to where they need to go? How will this work? How will we end this piece at the end of the day? We started a VBS praise board in our office so we could see God working on our behalf when we could not see. It was a list of random things we saw God doing throughout the week leading up to VBS. It's still there because a few of them I still can't believe. I often worry myself to death over details that I forget. Our God is the God of details. He has it all in control, and nothing takes Him by surprise. He's there in the details. When I take a breath and look above the details at what God is doing, it reminds me that He is a God that goes with me, cares for me, and even cares about the little details of my life. The goodness and kindness of our Lord is immeasurable. It really cannot be contained. Joe was right. God does have it. He is already there in the details, at the end of the details, and before any of the details need to be written. There are three things I want you to remember today. Remember, He is in the details. Number two, He cares about the little things and the big things. And number three, He is already preparing a way for His name to be glorified and honored in all things. I want to read to you today from Psalm 121. This is what it says. "I lift up my eyes to the hills, for where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber. Indeed, He who watches over Israel will never sleep or slumber. The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life. The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore." He watches over us. He sees every detail of our life. He doesn't sleep or turn away. He is constantly watching over us. He loves us so much that His eye is on every move we make, and His promise is He will not let our foot slip. Spurgeon says this, "If our foot will be thus kept, we may be sure that our head and heart will be preserved also." Take heart today, friend, that our God, the God of every detail, keeps us and holds us and knows us intimately. He will not only keep our foot from slipping, but will keep our heart and mind as well. Thank Him today for being a God in the details of the details, all while caring for us so specifically.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.